welcome back to the 2DJs One House podcast with myself, Dale Pendlebury, and my co-host here, Barclay Wood.
How are you doing?
Oh, wow, loads of energy. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you, Barclay?
Oh, I'm absolutely marvellous this
evening.
Oh, you're
splendid.
Yes.
Oh, well, just to start the show off, I thought I'd start really crude, as we like to do. And I thought I'd ask you a very quick would you rather question. So, okay. Ready, go. Would you rather have taste buds on your butthole or poop through your mouth?
Oh, no. Oh, God, I don't know. Taste buds on my bumhole.
Oh, you'd be tasting poop either way, though, wouldn't you?
But you taste poop either way, so you might as well just...
Yeah, but at least with your mouth, you could... Oh, no, because you'd still be able to use your mouth normally.
You'd be more discreet doing it the other way around, because you'd be just be puking over everyone all the time, wouldn't you? You'd be like, puking poo over people.
Oh, you'd be tasting your fart.
Oh,
anyway, no. So you'd rather have taste buds on your butthole?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you know that 90% of people said they'd rather have taste buds on their butthole? Only 10% said poop through their mouth.
Oh, there you go then.
Oh, actually, yeah, who'd want to poop? I thought it was just like you'd taste poop, but you'd actually have to poo
out
your
mouth. Yeah, all the time, you'd just be puking poo on people.
The name of this podcast.
That's horrible.
Oh, it's disgusting. Oh.
Your openers are always really disgusting.
Sorry, cue the music. That was an absolutely disgusting intro.
Thanks for that, mate.
I'm so sorry about that. Just a very quick, cute announcement. Barclay has a kitten in the house.
Oh, yeah.
The first time ever?
Yeah, ever.
Well, apart from that time you bought a cat home on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, actually. Yeah, this is the second time that a cat's ever been in here. And,
did you steal this one when you were drunk?
No. I actually got this one for my mum and dad for Christmas.
Oh, is that their Christmas present?
Yeah.
Do they know?
Yeah, they do. Oh. I've been sending about 3 million photos every 5 seconds.
Oh, and it's so cute. It's literally like the size of my thumb.
Yeah, you can put it in your hand and it just sits there all floppy like.
It's a really cute cat. So if you do hear a little like ringly dingly, not ringly dingly.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
If
you hear a ringly dingly noise throughout the podcast, probably the cat traipsing around with his ringle dingles on his neck.
Fully should say that because we're saying he's all cute, but he's now just completely destroyed my rug out there.
I thought you were going to say he shat on the rug.
No, he hasn't had a poo yet. He's been here for nearly 2 days.
Oh, it's weird.
I know.
Has he eaten?
It's only little bits. He's starting to eat now because he's settling a bit. But
is he drunk?
Not yet.
Is he drunk?
Is he drunk?
That's a question because of you. Is he drunk all the time?
Well, he will be soon if I get my own way. Like,
whoa, that sounds a bit
that
weird.
That sounds so weird. Oh my God!
Take it back, quick.
I'm going to delete that.
No, don't. Keep it in. It'll be funny.
For God's sake.
Okay, so I thought first section of the podcast. I haven't done it in a while. I thought we'd do some...
Is that what the section? I haven't done it in a while.
What haven't you done in a while?
Had a bath for about 6 months now, I don't think.
Just no showering or bathing?
Yeah, just nothing. I'm just like, I'm growing COVID crusts.
COVID crusts. Is that if someone's touched like a loaf of bread in the Tesco, mate? I'm gonna have some COVID crust on this. Anyway, so I haven't said a load of funny dad jokes, and I've got a few. So I thought maybe we start off on like a funny laugh, even though we've just laughed loads. But you don't have to do this theme tune because I know you really hate me when I give you theme tunes to make. But they do sound good.
Thanks, man. So, it's going to take me about 4 hours, though.
Okay, so I'll tell you, right?
Okay.
If you could make this in 10 minutes,
yeah,
then make it. But if not, it's just going to be on its own. So okay, you're going to know if Barclay could be bothered to do it.
Thanks, man.
Okay, so this can be... Dale's really bad dad jokes. That was really out of tune, so you're definitely not going to make that. Now you're just going to hear my raw shit voice.
I might just do it really, really wank on purpose.
Do it. Play the original now.
Okay.
Dale's really bad dad jokes. It was just as bad. Also, you K'd me then. You K. Cool play that one now, Kay. Don't tell me what to do. I edit this.
I texted that the other day only because I was being lazy. You thought I was being in a mood. You just no, said, I can't remember what it was.
I knew you were taking the piss.
I can't remember. You said something. I just put Kay. And you're like, oh, you fucking choose me.
No, I didn't. You said, I can't remember. I said something like, I'm coming round. And you're like, Kay. What I mean? Anyway, so these funny dad jokes. Okay, so I've got a few here. And let me know what you think. To the guy that stole my antidepressants, I hope you're happy.
That's good. I like that one.
What do you call a dog that does magic?
I don't know.
I've just seen the answer. No, a labracadabrador.
That's a wicked word.
A labracadabrador. I love that one. I'm liking it. This is amazing. It's, if you want to go to the page and follow them, it's called Dad Says Jokes on Instagram, and it's so funny. Right, next one. To prove he was right, the flat earther walked to the end of the earth. He eventually came around. That's good. I just saw my wife trip over and drop a basket of clothes she just ironed. I watched it all unfold. Shit, I love it. Okay, we'll do another one. I was feeling depressed, so my wife put her hand on my shoulder and said, Earth.
What?
No, I haven't said the line yet.
Oh God, I'm sorry, I really don't get that.
That meant the world to me. That one's good.
I thought that was the end of the joke. She said, Earth. That's really weird, I don't get it.
This one's really good. I've never been married, but I've had a few near misses. That's really good. I like the one as well. Okay, we'll do one more. When I moved into my new igloo, my friends threw a surprise housewarming party. Now I'm homeless. That one's really good.
Sort of thing I'd do if you're like my Inuit friend. There you go. I'll come round. Yeah, I've brought fireworks. I've got these nice logs for your fire. Burn the place down.
Just, it's just everyone has loads of drinking water then.
Just like they're drunk in a puddle.
Oh, God.
So, right, guess what?
What?
I found some funny stuff on the internet again.
Really, mate?
Yeah.
Some funny stuff on the internet.
Well, it's probably not even funny to me.
Oh, my God, the cat just ran in. That was really dramatic. It literally sounded like a human was running in.
The cat's being really dramatic at the moment, actually, to be honest. She's running around going, what's that?
It's because it wants to know what your stories are.
Oh, okay, right, here we go then. So this one's titled Balloon Buddies.
Oh, is it really cute?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, go on, tell it.
So, Laura Buxton released a helium-filled balloon during celebrations to her grandparents' gold wedding anniversary in Blurton, Staffordshire, in June 2001.
Ah, lovely.
Attached to the balloon was her name and address and a note asking the finder to write back. 10 days later, she received a reply. The balloon had been found by another Laura Buxton in a garden hedge on her home in Pewsey, Wiltshire, 140 miles away.
Whoa.
Both Lauras were ages 10 and both had 3-year-old black Labradors, a guinea pig and a rabbit.
Whoa.
That is insane.
That's so weird.
That's mental. Same name, same life. Whoa. 140 miles away from each other, I think.
Is that
said.
Real?
Yeah, it's real. That's mind-blowing.
Oh my God. So what was the statistic? It was something like 8 people in the world look almost exactly like you.
Mad.
It's something crazy. I can't imagine someone else looking like you. A potato with upside down ears.
Oh, poor handsome person with upside down ears.
And a beard. And like geeky glasses.
Just stop hitting on me, Dale.
Sorry, mate.
This is what he does, is how he hits on people. He like slags you off and it makes you feel worthless and then he kisses you like.
Oh, it'd be so weird. Like, okay, I'm going to make it really weird now.
No,
imagine it. It'd just be so.
Stop making things weird. Like.
I feel like you would like wiggle your top lip so your whiskers would like tickle.
No, did you know what I like to do? I like to cry a bit before I kiss someone. So I'm like, I've got a quivery lip and I'm like, I've got tears as well, salty kisses. So I'd be like,
it was really odd. That made me feel uncomfortable. What was this other story you have?
Right, okay, so this one's titled Helpful Voices.
Ooh.
While on holiday, a woman referred to by the British Medical Journal in 1997 as AB heard two voices in her head telling her to return home immediately.
Ooh.
Back in London, the voices gave her the address that turned out to be a hospital's brain scan department.
Whoa.
The voices told her to ask for a scan as she had a brain tumour and her brainstem was inflamed. Though she had no symptoms, a scan was eventually arranged and she did indeed have a tumour.
Whoa.
After an operation, AB heard the voices again. "We are pleased to have helped you," they said. "Goodbye, AB. Made
no.
a full recovery."
That's so weird.
That is really fucked up, man.
That's really weird.
It's true as well.
That's mad. What would you panic if you had voices in your head?
What do you mean if? I've got about 12.
Isn't it weird that you can never hear the voice in your head?
No, but you can sort of sense that it's there.
Yeah.
That is your internal oneness. That is you, it's your soul core.
It's so weird though. It's really weird to think. Oh, the cat is looking at me.
Oh, the cat is looking
oh,
at
bless,
me.
It's just run off its head because you laugh. You scared it with your laugh, Barkley.
Me? Sydney loves me.
Sydney? Is that what she's... Wait, I thought it was a he.
It's a boy, yeah. It's called Sydney.
Sydney?
Yeah, like Sid.
I thought Sydney was a woman's name.
No, it's a bloke's name. Well, it like could Sid. Be both, actually. But ooh, it's a,
me,
know,
what,
it's...
what are we talking about?
In fact, I do know a Sydney that's a lady, and I know lots of
me,
Sydney's.
Me, move on.
Okay, well, that's it. Just like, I thought I'd give you a couple of really interesting stories that I stumbled across. I thought they were like, whoa, they were mind-blowing. But
they're mind-blowing, but really shit. So that kind of transfers from one section to the next section. I said that really poshly. It transfers from one to the other.
Transfers.
Yes, to the next one, which is this theme tune.
Right then, so whilst I'm telling facts and stuff, I might as well...
Mate, whilst I am spitting facts, fam.
That's bare facts, fam.
This sounds so funny coming from
it's
you.
Like your dad doing it.
Yeah, it is. It's really weird.
That's bare facts, fam.
Oh my God, the cat's here.
Well, yeah, he lives here at the moment.
Oh my God.
Hey, babes.
Right, so while I'm spitting facts here...
Yeah.
But bare facts, bruv. So the Beastie Boys won a lawsuit against a company for the unauthorised use of their song Girls.
Well, you struggled to say that, didn't you?
Let's do that again.
Yeah, don't cut that out either.
Don't be like this to me.
Go on, do it.
So the Beastie Boys won a lawsuit against a company for...
Why can't you talk?
I don't know.
Try okay, third time lucky.
I'll get a grip. It's the kitten. I blame the kitten.
Yeah, yeah.
The Beastie Boys won a lawsuit against the company for the unauthorised use of their...
juice. For their unauthorised juice.
For fuck's sake.
The Beastie Boys got sued for their unauthorised juice. What?
Oh, God.
Right, come on. You've got this, Barkley. Come on.
I'm so sorry, Beastie Boys, because I know you listen to this.
Right. Talk about their unauthorised juice.
So the Beastie
unauthorised juice.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Sorry.
So the Beastie Boys, right, won a lawsuit against a company for the unauthorised use of their song Girls and had the $1 million settlement donated to charity supporting education for girls.
Oh, how's Girls go? Girls is this track. What is this?
Girls, all I really want is girls. And in the morning it's girls. Cause it ain't on the way. And that's okay.
Wow, that was interesting. Okay, yeah, so that song, yep.
Yeah, basically, someone used it unlawfully, so they took them to court and won a lawsuit for $1 million.
And donated
it to Education for Girls.
Oh, that's really beastie of them.
Yeah, man.
That's really nice.
That's quite cool.
Oh, well, yeah, what's your next fan? That was really heartwarming.
Let me see if I can actually pronounce this one.
Okay, oh God, yeah.
In 1919, a serial killer in New Orleans stated he would kill again, but would spare the occupants of any place where a jazz band was playing.
Oh, I know about this! Yeah. So then everyone was playing jazz music.
Yeah, and no one was killed.
Oh, no one was killed?
No one was killed that night because basically all the dance halls had reached capacity and amateur bands were playing jazz in all the dance halls.
Oh, my God.
And there's hundreds of house parties with jazz bands in them and stuff as well.
That's really cool. Should we be serial killers and say that people, like when everything gets back to normal because you want to like kickstart the industry... Should we just say that everyone has to be playing really loud party music in their houses, otherwise they're going to get killed? And it might start the like party industry again.
Everyone has to listen to In-House or an Axe Man's going to come around and cut your head off.
Just so we get loads of streams.
Yeah, loads of streams. Like
get to number one by everyone being terrified of us.
It's a bit like the voting system nowadays, isn't it? Like, to be honest.
Well, there you go then.
So, the lyrics of Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry.
Yeah.
No woman, no cry. Sit, sit, sit.
Thanks for that extra bit on the end.
Just about to go to the verse, but I thought I better not because I can't sing.
No, go and do it. Do the first two lines.
I remember where we used to sit.
Okay, yeah, maybe don't. That was really bad.
Oh, no. See, so, I told yeah. you.
So, No Woman, No Cry by Bob Marley.
So, the lyrics of that song, like No Woman, No Cry, are officially credited to his childhood friend, Vincent Tadda Ford.
Say that really posh. Vincent Tadda Ford.
Vincent Tadda Ford.
Vincent Tadda Ford. Sounds like Alexander the Meerkat.
So him is all of his old school friends, but he ran a soup kitchen in the Jamaican ghetto.
Wait, isn't soup kitchen where homeless people have orgies?
No.
Wait.
So where homeless people go to get food, mate, and people with not much money and stuff.
Wait, no, I swear. Wait, I'm going to search it. Right, on Urban Dictionary, soup kitchen. When a group of homeless people have an orgy in a car and leave all their sweaty homeless juices left over.
Oh, no.
That's what soup kitchen means.
That's disgusting. Yeah. You just totally made a nice thing horrible.
Wait, so it's where they provide food?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. For like homeless and stuff. So there's like people that volunteer and they make like food and soups and stuff to keep them warm in the winter and, well, just in general.
Yeah.
So it's quite a nice thing. So so this guy, Vincent Tadda Ford.
Yes.
He ran this soup kitchen. He was his old school friend, basically. So he gave him, he credited No Woman, No Cry, the lyrics to him. So all the royalties he could keep, so he can keep the soup kitchen open.
Oh, that's lovely.
So that's cool, isn't it?
These are really heartwarming this week, Barclay.
I just feel a bit emotional because I've got a kitten now.
You're getting all loved up around the kitten.
I am so loved up right now about my kitten.
Oh, so have you got one more?
Yeah, because I need to get back. Okay,
go on, yeah.
So, in 1992, dance pop duo, the KLF, I've got loads of things to say about this now.
Yeah, go on then.
Because when I wrote this one down, it reminded me of their whole history.
Go on then.
So, the KLF, right, they were invited to play at the Brit Awards. They unexpectedly performed with a grindcore metal band, fired machine gun blanks into the audience, announced they were leaving the music industry, dumped a dead sheep at the after party, and deleted their entire back catalogue.
Oh my God. Wait, they actually shot into the crowd?
Yeah, with like blank fucking machine guns and stuff. They just went mental. God. They burned the old place down. They went mental. They dumped a dead sheep at an after party.
Why would you do that?
And then deleted all of their back catalogue. They were massive, the KLF. They were huge.
Oh my God.
Top 10 chart.
What
hits.
Kind of music?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about the KLF, right?
So, okay, go on.
So the KLF initially were like a kind of trippy kind of party music. You know, the sort of stuff you listen to at 5 in the morning when you're like, you know, a little bit wet. So they used to make really nice trippy music. And this is a bit of a history about them. They said, right, anyone can get the charts. It's really easy. So they made a track that got in the charts. It got to number one. And just to prove how easy it was to get to number one, they basically framed that £1 million check and put it in an art gallery and sold it for £2 million.
Whoa.
And the second time they did it, they burnt the check.
Oh, God.
Just to prove it. They were just mental. And then going out in a blaze of glory like that is something, isn't it?
Wow. Are they alive? I feel like these people are crazy and they do like crazy stuff.
Yeah, they're amazing. Like, they were legends.
Well, that was a really nice section. Thanks for that. Play the theme tune. So a really random thought that I had the other day was, you know, like, some people just choose to not have tattoos. Some people just choose to have them.
Right.
You're a pro tattoo man, aren't you? Because you have tattoos yourself.
I have quite a few.
How many do you have?
I don't know. It's like they've all sort of amalgamated into like giant ones.
One thing. Oh. Mm. Do you have like a theme of your tattoos?
Yeah, I kind of do. Like on my arm, I've got quite a few different things. I've got like my healing hands on the bottom, and I've got a snare drum on the top, and flames. Trying to cover the old tribal stuff I had done in the 90s because it was all the rage.
Well, I was thinking, like, so I'm not particularly a tattoo person because I'd be too scared I'd make a mistake and like
try and rub it out.
But I was thinking, like, what would be the most ridiculous thing you could get tattooed on you? I was thinking, like something pointless. If you could get any tattoo that, and you had to have a tattoo like on your forehead, what would you get? I feel like somewhat you'd either go outrageous and stupid that makes no sense, like a cucumber. Just like, why not? Or unicorn. Or you do something like really inconspicuous.
Oh, I'll probably like kiss me on my forehead.
Oh.
feel creepy about it all the time.
Just everyone you see, you go up to like a child and you look like a weirdo.
God, why did you have to make it nonsense?
No, no, just because if you went up to a child, that would happen. It's true.
I don't think you really thought about that.
You just make all the jokes nonce, mate. I just,
no, I don't.
Well, I had a friend that had a really shit tattoo. He was on a holiday.
Was he drunk?
Yeah, he was pissed on a
holiday. Why are they always when you're drunk?
I don't know. He had a W and W on each bum cheek.
Wait, what does that mean?
So when you spread your bum cheek, it says, wow.
That's really good. Wow. I love that. 100%. That's like bonus points.
Or if your name's Bob, you can have BB.
Or just put M&M.
Mom. Hey, Mom. Oh, no. So yeah, that's a bit of a shit tattoo that I know about.
Oh, literally, because it's by the
shit
bum.
Shit tattoo.
What kind of tattoo do you think would like suit my arm?
Something that makes it look not as thin.
Thanks, mate. So basically, contour it so it looks like I have muscles.
Contour? That's not a bad idea. You can have muscles tattooed onto your arm.
Do you think I should do that? Yeah, can you get like skin coloured ones so you can make it look darker, or does it have to be like a black or a grey or a green?
There's skin tones, there's all sorts of things. Like, you know, a good tattoo artist would be able to do anything, you know?
Mate, bruv, shall I make you look like I have really hench arms?
Yeah, go on, and tattoo a six-pack on your belly and that.
100% would do that. Yeah, but if I got really big one day, then, like, it would look like I have really weird abs on the end of my flop.
Tiny abs on a massive body.
Yeah.
You start getting hench when you get to about 30 and you end up with this little 16-year-old six-pack.
Like a snail trail.
Yeah. Tiny. Your pecs are like down there somewhere.
Oh, no. I have like a beer belly when I'm older.
That'll be amazing. I'll chip in so you have that tattoo done now.
You're going to look like that anyway, though, mate. You look so offended. You literally frowned at me in the worst way. That was really funny. So whilst we're talking about each other's bodies,
what now?
I was just wondering, maybe, mate, if you wanted to chat me up.
Well, actually, you know, I quite like those socks you've got on tonight. So,
well, thanks, mate. They're black as always. I always wear the same. So I don't know why, but okay.
You
have a foot fetish.
Like, yeah, I quite like it.
That's weird. Okay, play the theme tune. Barclays, sexy chat up lines.
Sorry, but you owe me a drink.
Why?
Because when I looked at you, I dropped mine.
Oh, that's horrid. I don't know why that makes me feel greasy.
I'm quite sweaty today, actually.
Is that why you dropped it?
Yeah.
Because you're all sweaty.
I was all sweaty. Nothing to do with how good looking you are. Like, sweaty hand.
You've really offended me now. I'm really turned off. Try again.
Well, here we go.
You sweaty mess.
Well, let me try and get a bit more sexy, like.
You're just getting more sweaty, mate.
That's how it starts, mate.
Oh.
Hey, tie your shoes.
Why?
I don't want you falling for anyone else.
Oh, cringe. Oh, God.
It's the way he says them as well. It's all creepy.
It's also like the music, because it sounds try hard, but I love it.
It's more sexy music, mate.
Okay, we'll play it again.
Here we go. Wouldn't we look cute on a wedding cake together?
Was that it?
That was it.
Piss off, that's not.
That was it.
There's nothing good about that.
If someone walks up to you, you've never met them before, and they're just like, we'd look good on a wedding cake together, you'd be
that's
like,
so
oh, that's
shit.
Really not creepy at
that's
all.
That's like saying, wow, it would look really cool if someone took a selfie in front of Niagara Falls of us together. Wow. That's not a chat up line.
It kind
it's
of
just
is.
Staying a fact. But most people look good on a wedding cake because it's cute.
They're together on a wedding cake,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, but everyone's together on a wedding cake, mate. You don't get married to no one. Well, you might.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I'm going to kill myself now.
I'm really aggressive towards you. Oh, I'm sorry, mate. I know that you're really sensitive.
I feel
hurt
my feelings. Good job I've got a kitten to cuddle tonight. Otherwise, I don't know what I'll do with myself, if I'm honest.
You're going to have a wet kitten in the morning from crying.
A wet kitten.
Oh, no. Wet ass pussy.
A wet kitten.
Cardi B wet ass pussy song. It's the kids' God. Version.
So...
I'm a wet-ass kitten. Sorry, anyway, make my kitten wet. Make my kitten wet. Go on, Barkley, make my kitten wet.
Oh my God, I'm going to make your kitten so wet.
Ah! Oh, turned me off to the max now, so you're going to have to really pull something out of the bag, and I'm not talking about a wet kitten.
I'm sorry, everybody. There's only one thing that I want to change about you.
You want to change something about me?
That's your last name. That worked. I saw your nipple come out.
That
then.
Was really good. That was my favourite one. Okay, go on, do a couple more.
We're getting somewhere then. Okay, right. Hey, you're pretty and I'm cute. Together, we'd be pretty cute.
It's really good, but it's actually factually not true because you're ugly as shit.
Why am I picking on you so much? What is going on?
No, mate, you are beautiful in your own way.
Just stop trying to...
No, mate. You are beautiful is in like a soul way.
Oh my God.
Right. Let's try and compliment each other and insult each other. Well, like backhanded compliment. Right. Just right. Ready? You go first.
I really like what you've done to your friends today.
Thanks. That was shit, mate, because I actually took that as a compliment. I'm really happy with that. So am I.
Oh, shit.
Okay, ready? I'm going to do it to you now. You know what, mate?
Mm.
I think it's really great that you don't care about what you eat.
Oh, fucking God.
And even though you're, like, bigger than what you want to be, I think that you should be proud with the body that you've got, because some people don't have that.
Oh, my fucking God.
And even though you can't see and you have to wear these stupid fucking glasses...
Oh, fucking hell.
Why am I being so aggressive?
I really
got an attitude. I said the F word, mate. I got really aggressive.
Oh my God, I've just got assassinated on the podcast.
Mate, you know what, mate, though? No. But seriously, you've got a great soul and like, you
I
just,
think you should stop talking, mate, because like...
You know what, mate? Because some people find you ugly, but some people will also find... No, listen. Some people will find you ugly. Some people will find you attractive. It's not about what is cool or not or attractive or not, mate. It's about what the person sees in you. And sometimes someone will at some point maybe possibly see something good in you.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What is this?
I'm so sorry. I'm going to end that there because I feel like I've just...
You've hurt my feelings, yeah.
Yeah, and I've let myself down, mate. Not only have I disappointed and upset you, I've let myself down.
Well, the thing is, you would let yourself down if you actually had any standards, but, you know.
Wow!
Hey!
Ooh! Okay, play it.
Oh, shit.
Barclays, sexy, chat up line.
Basically, the funny thing about that is I was trying to like chat you up and you just ended up being a complete and utter prick to me, to be honest. Like,
sounds like every date you've ever been on.
Oh, God. I'm used to it.
Mate, I can keep it going. Right, anyway, so I thought because I've just been really rude to you and really nasty, I thought I'd do a
full 180.
So I thought like I would take you Christmas tree shopping.
Oh.
Yeah, because... You know what? It's Christmassy. You said you'd never really had Christmas decorations in here. You've made a little bit of an effort. You got some. It looks really nice. I thought you may as well just get a full-size tree in here.
Oh, that'd be amazing, mate, actually.
Should we just do it to end the podcast? Because next week we've got a Christmas thing and we're doing some special stuff soon. So
yes.
Let's get into the Christmassy vibe now and let's go Christmas tree shopping.
Wicked.
Right, sir. Let's walk out in the exact same generic sound we always use and open the door.
Okay.
Okay, so I've hired this truck here and I thought we would drive there in a truck and feel really cool. We could put the tree in the back.
Oh, that'd be wicked, yeah.
Yeah, so let's get in. Right, so we're here now. Which tree do you want out of all of these here? Because there's only a couple left.
Right.
And, you know, I think you should get the one you want.
Well...
Don't worry about money.
Are you sure?
Yeah, get whichever one you want. Get the pink one if you want. Suits your eyes.
I've got pink eye. Anyway, that's a story for another day. So, If I can have any, like, no money restrictions, like, I think I'm going to go for that one there.
That one? Are you kidding me? It's the tallest one. I know I said anything, but it's massive. It's 25 metres high.
Well, you know, you say metres, I say meters.
Which bit of it do you want? You can't fit that in your house.
You know, if you look up, the top's really nice. It's perfectly shaped.
Oh, God, actually, that is the nicest Christmas tree I've ever seen. Well, the right top of it.
Yeah, look at
it. How are we going to do this?
Well, I quite like climbing trees, so I'm going to shimmy myself up there and cut the last top 6 foot off it.
With what?
Well, I'm the only one with a chainsaw licence, aren't I? Like,
so. Oh, yeah, okay. Have you brought your chainsaw with you?
Well, it just so happens that I threw it in the back of my golden truck when I got help.
Oh, there we are, darling. Okay, well, do you want to grab the ladders so you can start climbing up a tree? Because I'm not going up there.
Oh,
I ain't got a chainsaw licence, mate.
Okay, you can foot the ladder, though, yeah?
Okay.
Of course, I'm really bad.
Sounded like you said F the ladder.
Yeah, I didn't mean that.
Okay, well, times are lonely.
Okay, right, here we go.
Right, so let's put it up there. Okay, right, I'm going to hold on to this.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, hold it tight, put your foot on the bottom, yeah? Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going up.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant on your bottom. And make sure you got a chainsaw on your loop of your trousers.
Oh, yeah, mate, I've got the full, like, chainsaw trouser business going on.
Chainsaw trousers. Yeah. Try and say that four times.
I've got chainsaw trousers on, like...
Say it four
chainsaw
times.
Trousers, chainsaw trousers, chainsaw trousers, chainsaw trousers.
Chainsaw trousers! Wow, that was really impressive.
Oh,
okay,
really
anyway, with
now.
Your chainsaw trousers, go up the tree.
Oh, okay.
Mate, you're getting a bit high. You're not scared of heights?
Mate, I didn't want to tell him I was scared of heights, but I'm actually quite scared of heights.
Mate, I can't hear you.
I said, that doesn't matter, nothing.
Okay, well, good luck.
You're about halfway there.
Oh, you're halfway there.
Do you like that?
Thanks, mate. That was really nice. Cheers. Oh, look, an owl. There's an owl up here. Oh, mate, he just pecked me right in the forehead.
That's probably because you screamed.
I was just trying to, you know, get close to it. Like, you know, it's quite cute. It's got like a swivelly head and that. Right, I'm going to go up further. I'm just going to keep going. Right, here we go. Oh, it's coming down! Look out! It's coming down!
Wait, what am I meant to do? Catch it? But there's no
catch
point
it.
In doing it because
catch
I'm
it.
Just not gonna.
Dale! Did you catch it, mate? Dale! Mate, I wonder if I hit him. I'm just gonna, like, shuffle out to the front and have a look down, like, just like. Ah!